As the days went by, Tony would call and leave messages. I never returned them, but would pick up the phone and talk every 2 or 3 days, just so as not to lose his interest altogether. Once in a while, we would go out, eat, see a show, or go to a nice jazz club. Also above his head, but it would be a rare case. When Tony said he wished we could see each other more often, I told him I had a very busy schedule, which was why it couldn't happen. But I really did want to see him more often, and offered a solution. Because our schedules conflicted somewhat, why not meet at my place after work, since where I lived was central to all the things we liked to do? The only thing was, though, he would have to spend less and less time at the S&M Club in order for us to have some quality time together. He readily agreed. The first night we were to meet at my place, I called him at work and said I was running behind and the dress I was going to wear was at the dry cleaner's. Could he pick it up for me to save us some time? Once again, he readily agreed, and I called the dry cleaner to tell him Tony would be there to pick it up. When he got to my place, I planted a kiss on his cheek and quickly got dressed to go out. Another time, I called him and told him again I was running late and we would have to cancel our dinner plans. To keep the date, would he mind cooking for us before we went out? Once more, he readily agreed. I increased the pace more and more, but he never refused me. Occasionally, we would sleep together, but it was always with me on top in the superior position, of course. By now, I had conditioned Tony so that the only way we could get together was if he was willing to be sweet and perform some chores for me. When I was pleased, I would allow him some sex, but it was always me in charge. Sometimes, when he was cooking, waiting for me to come home, he would run the vacuum over the carpets. I love it when they do what they're supposed to do without being told. The more submissive he became, the more empowered I became. Tony and I were two halves to a perfect whole, and this was only the beginning. You have been listening to the Empress Catherine of www.strokemistress.com.